Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Dr. Larry Cheskin, who's the director and founder of the Johns Hopkins Weight Management Center. I'm really excited to have you on the show, and as you know, I'm a big fan of the Johns Hopkins Weight Management Clinic. So tell us a little bit about your background, because you've done some amazing things.
Well, first of all, thank you, David, for inviting me. It's an honor to be on the show. Well, my background is I'm a physician. I'm trained as a gastroenterologist, and actually I was a practicing gastroenterologist for a number of years. I headed the GI division at Bayview and got very interested in nutrition and weight control and founded a program at Johns Hopkins called the Johns Hopkins Weight Management Center, which is now located in 550 North Broadway, right across from the Dome Building. And I've been very interested in obesity because it's such an enormous problem in the U.S. And increasingly globally, and it's such a problem not just for adults but for children as well. So I wanted to see if we could start a program that could help people make changes in their lifestyle and help them achieve a healthier weight.
Let's talk for a minute about childhood obesity, because you've done a lot of work in that area. Are we making progress on that front?
That's interesting, because recently you probably saw a news report that it seems like the rates are going down, particularly among poorer children, which was the most troublesome population where the rates of obesity were the highest. And there's been some back and forth and reanalysis of those sorts of data. I'm not convinced that it's actually going down, but it may be starting to level off. On the other hand, if it's leveling off at a really high rate, that's not anything that we should be complacent about.
Right. And how do we make a dent in child obesity through our public schools?
Schools are an important place because the amount of physical activity you get, the kind of learning children get, and even sort of the monitoring, you know, is it appropriate to tell parents, we're concerned about your child, they seem to be, you know, becoming obese. So schools are an important locus for activity, pushing kids in the right direction. And it's a very delicate thing. You don't want to tell children, you're fat, you need to lose weight. You know, that would be inappropriate and not helpful. On the other hand, you need to set up their environment, both at school and at home, where they're able to be more physically active, where the food supply is good, where the school lunches are not all, you know, high-calorie, energy-dense food. So there are lots of ways the schools can help.
This is an area where parent advocacy in public schools can make a huge difference, because the public schools have a contract with a concessionaire for the food, and the concessionaire serves what they want to serve until the parents act up.
And there are guidelines that the federal government and state have for what needs to be in foods. But unfortunately, a lot of that is based on old knowledge, or trying to use up, you know, foods that we have commonly available, like you know, cheese and other things.
Well, thank you for joining me, Dr. Cheskin. I am a big fan of the Johns Hopkins Weight Management Clinic, and I hope a lot of people hit that website and come visit you.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.